Good afternoon, everybody. How are you? I'm doing great. I hope you are well. This is the New Capital Show. I'm Leo Gold, and it is great to be with you here on day whatever it is of our pledge drive. Certainly day one of New Capital Show's pledge drive. And I want to thank some people who went onto our website and have already made their pledge during this pledge drive. I want to thank Kathy Barnett at the $40 level. Thank you very much. And Perry Prim, thank you, both of you, very much for pre-pledging to the New Capital Show. Can't thank you enough. And you, too, listening, you can do the same thing. You can go to kpft.org. You can do that. Or you can call us here at 713-526-5738. If you've just been listening to the fabulous tunes by the Generation Crew, and they've got you up and happy in the mood and ready to make your membership commitment to KPFT, then now is the time to do it. 713-526-5738. Several premiums that we're going to offer. These are the ones that I've been offering for the past year or so, and people have liked it, and people frankly need it. And so I'm going to offer it again. First of all, at the $100 level, this is not something we've been offering, but we are offering it today. Today is the Orange Show Ball, the annual Orange Show Ball. And I know it's been announced several times on lots of different shows, but at the $100 level, you get a pair of tickets to the Orange Show Gala this evening from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And I don't know, do we have an endless supply of those tickets? Ernesto, two sets of tickets is what we have?
We got two pair.
Two pair left? Well, that's it. That's very, very different than an endless supply. I stand corrected. We don't have an endless supply. So two pair of tickets to tonight's Orange Show Ball, which is the place to be here in Houston, Texas, on Thursday night. Two pair. $100 a pair. At the $300 level, financial consulting with me, financial planning. If you feel like it's time for you to talk to somebody about your financial plans, to talk to someone who's professional and in the business, as I am, and you want to get somebody to help you understand where you are, what you need to do, are there any issues, any problems, things you should be doing differently, at the $300 level, we'll do it by phone. I'll send you a fact finder. You'll fill it out. You'll get it back to me, and then we'll have a phone call. you know, usually run about an hour or so. And we can get a lot done that way. At the $600 level, you can come into my office, and we can sit down together and we can talk. So it's your choice. At $300, if you want to do it over the phone, we do it over the phone. If you want to do it in person, $600. And that is full financial planning engagement. So I'll look at everything that you want me to look at. I'll look at your Social Security payments. I'll put it into some software for you so you get some results. We'll look at your income. We'll look at your savings. We'll look at your insurance policies. We'll look at your expenditures. We'll look at your, you know, if you've got kids and you need to see what you're going to be doing for college savings, retirement expenses, if you've got funds and 401ks and 403bs, stock options, you know, if you've got inheritance coming, we can factor that in and see how that affects you. If you've got real estate that's privately held and how that's going to fit into your financial, but all of that, we will take a look at together. 713-526-5738, 526-KPFT. Again, at the $100 level, two pairs of tickets. I'm assuming they're going to be going quickly. You've probably just got a few minutes, if that, you know, maybe 60 seconds if you want to go to the Orange Show Ball, which is just a wild and crazy place to be. Right? Yeah, right. We got a couple pair of tickets. That's it.
Yep.
And at the $300 level, full financial planning with me, $300. We'll do it over the phone. And at $600, if you want to come into my office, you know, you'll feel better sitting there. And we talk to each other, sit at a conference table at the $600 level. So that is today's list of premiums. Please give us a call. The first item I'm going to bring to your attention today, and I want to congratulate the president. I know lots of people have been doing it today. Congratulate the president for, as most people know by now, coming out publicly and announcing that he personally, personally, as the head of state, is someone who supports the idea of same-sex marriages. And I think for many of us here at KPFT, it's a very, very, yesterday was a very happy day. It continues to be a very happy day. Many of us in this community know same-sex couples here in Houston and all over the United States. And we know that many are deeply committed to each other. Many are raising children. Our mayor, for example, let's just take our mayor, the mayor of the city of Houston, for example, who is in a deeply committed and longtime relationship with her partner. And I think they've got three or four children that they are raising. And so it is a wonderful thing. Obviously, it doesn't make it law. It doesn't make it law, and the president expressed in his remarks, as I understand, that he still sees this as a state's rights issue, which means that it will be a state-by-state, according to him, matter to be decided. Nevertheless, clearly, this is a big deal. I want to remind everybody that same-sex couples, same-sex partners, face a variety of financial issues that opposite-sex couples do not face. In my marriage, if something happens to me, for example, and I die, my assets, any assets that I hold separately, or any assets that are held by us jointly, and in fact, here in Texas, we are a community property state in Texas, which means that any earnings that are made by either me or my wife in the course of our marriage are considered to be community property, jointly owned by both of us. In a same-sex relationship where there is no marriage protection, that is not the case. The assets accrue to each partner separately, and they're not considered here in the state of Texas to be community property. So, and along the same lines, if I die or my wife were to die, our assets pass, my share of the assets pass to her without any taxes, passes tax-free. Spouses inherit property without any federal estate taxes. And to my knowledge, in almost all states, there may be some states, I don't know, but in most states, I'm assuming, there's no state inheritance tax. But same-sex couples do not enjoy that right and do not enjoy that privilege. In a same-sex relationship, if somebody dies, their assets do not pass automatically because the marriage is not recognized. And so in those relationships, all sorts of other structures have to be made, And often that involves the use of life insurance. Here's an article from Financial Advisor Magazine, which I read diligently, and I get a daily briefing. Very, very good magazine in the financial advisory business. Here, this is talking about the state of New York. It's, this is someone named, let's see, Janice McDonough, who works for the trust and estates practice of Markham LLP, which is a national accounting firm in New York City. She says, federal law has not changed. If it only changes at the state level, federal law has not changed. So in New York, even if a gay couple marries there in New York, that marriage is not recognized for federal income tax laws. And that can trigger many problems. For instance, if a couple lives in New York, they have to figure out their federal income taxes as individuals and then file as a married couple in New York. But then they have to determine if filing jointly or separately is more advantageous at the national level. You see? So there's separate filing status if the relationship is recognized as a marriage only by the state but not at the federal level. And I was listening to Tony Kushner this morning, absolutely brilliant thinker, playwright on Democracy Now!, and talking about the fact that he's obviously delighted at what has happened with the president of the United States. And, of course, this came about after the vice president spoke out on one of the national Sunday talk shows. But Tony Kushner said, obviously, this is not a state's right that is in play here. It is not a right that should be determined by the states, especially when we see that there are so many issues of federal taxation, federal estate law, federal income tax law, that affect married couples. Janice McDonough, who works for this Markham LLP, the national accounting firm in New York, she goes on to say, then what if one person works in New York and another works in Pennsylvania, where gay couples are not recognized? You need to know how tax and other laws affect that couple. If a gay couple married in New York moves to Florida, where gay marriage is actually prohibited, they cannot divorce in Florida, she explained, illustrating just a few of the unexpected problems that can arise. So, any financial advisor has to rely on experts to navigate different state laws. Ms. McDonough says, don't just believe someone who says that they are an expert. See if they have spoken on the subject in published articles. And I agree with that. This is a whole area. As a financial advisor, I can tell you, a whole area that brings up all sorts of issues. And not simple. There are many advisors who have expertise in this area. There are a number of advisors who have expertise in this area. There are attorneys who have expertise in this area. And if you are a same-sex couple, or part of a same-sex couple, rather, please know that you need to make sure that you get the right advice and get the information you need. And so much of it is going to depend upon what state that you live in. Another example, some of the pitfalls same-sex couples can face. This accountant says that she recently advised a wealthy couple on their business plan. The couple had started a business together, but they were not married and did not have a will. If one partner died, his share of the business would automatically have gone to his family, not his business and life partner. Got that? So even if you're in business with your partner in a same-sex marriage, same-sex relationship, if one of those partners dies, they don't have a will. They didn't have a will. They could have a will. But the passage of the ownership interest of the one who is deceased goes to that person's family, not to their partner. So in this case, a will was written to make sure that the business would go to the partner. But this brought up the problem of estate taxes and gift taxes, right? Because maybe the business is worth more than the exemption that is allowed under estate laws. Because once you die and you have a certain amount of assets beyond a threshold, you know, if you have a lot of money, say $10 million, then that money above the current federal exemption, which right now is $5 million, but it has been as low as $1 million in the last decade. And actually, this December is scheduled to reset to $1 million if Congress doesn't enact new legislation. So let's say that in this case, this couple that owned a business together, the business is worth, say, $20 million. Each of the couple owned half of it, so it's $10 million each, right? Well, if one of the couple dies, they can only pass $5 million to their partner, and $5 million gets taxed. So in this case, this couple had to take out life insurance to make sure that they could afford the transfer. So, you know, there are lots and lots and lots of issues when people are allowed to marry at the state level, but it is not recognized at the federal level. And so I simply take this time today to say congratulations to the president for making the announcement that he did. But nobody should think that this resolves these very, very difficult and complex issues. As a financial advisor, I can tell you that so much of marriage, so much of what goes on in marriage, of course, love is important and children are important, but so much of a marital relationship, a lot of it, not most of it, I wouldn't say, but a lot of it revolves around how assets are treated in that relationship. It's not a basis for marriage, no, but it is something that comes into play as people go through life changes and as people go through lives. And people who are in same-sex relationships, same-sex couples, simply do not enjoy the same rights under law that that opposite-sex heterosexual couples do. 713-526-5738, 526-KPFT. It's the new Capital Show. And I hear my friend and I don't know, kind of my boss. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, he says yeah.
Yep.
my boss, Ernesto Aguilar, welcome to the New Capital Show, Ernesto.
Welcome to everybody who's listening.
Everybody.
We are about 50 minutes into the program, awaiting our very first pledge for the New Capital Show. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738 is that number to call right now. Great conversation.
Yeah.
Hate to have to step into this conversation.
You had to.
But we do have some goals we want to reach between now and the end of the hour. When KPFT local news kicks off, that means we need you to help out. We've got some great premiums that are available, as well as those ARCAR ball passes that you mentioned a little bit earlier, Leo. Remember, now, how's that for instant gratification? You don't have to wait in the mail for this thing. Thank you for that call.
Yep.
You don't have to pace and pace and pace waiting for your package to arrive. Put that pledge on the plastic. $100 pledge will get you into the ARCAR ball tonight. You and a friend, and you will
party hard.
Thank you. So, you'll have a really good time. You'll do something great for the community in making your pledge to KPFT. So your $100 pledge will get you into the ARCAR ball tonight. 713-526-5738. We've got tickets to all kinds of great performances in town. We've got CDs, T-shirts. If you visit facebook.com/KPFT Houston, we have photos of many of our thank you gifts that are available during this membership campaign. Again, that's facebook.com/KPFT Houston. But KPFT.org is your website to go to make your pledge securely online, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. We have one call that is running through the options on the line, but we could use a few more of you calling right now. We do have a pretty hefty goal to reach between now and 4 o'clock, about $2,000 to raise between now and 4. That means we need to get a few of you helping us out, and we know you're out there, so please make that pledge of support. You really do make a big, big difference for the station. We don't have ads. We don't fill out the airwaves with all that. We come to you a few times a year, and we ask for your pledge of support. 713-526-5738.
Ernesto, this is Doyle. And just for those listeners out there that haven't been to the Orange Show, if you're doubting how amazing this is going to be, please go to orangeshow.org. It's a great place to be. It's very unique. We're lucky in Houston to have such a place, and all the art cars are going to be out there. There's going to be music, people to speak with and who to, you know, celebrate the station and the art car parade and the Orange Show, just all in one great place. So please call in and make that $100 pledge, and we will see you there tonight.
Well, Doyle, so if people want to know what you're referring to, maybe describe what they're what they're going to experience there tonight.
Okay, well, the Orange Show was built out of found items. It's a big art show, a big art piece in a sense, but it's stages that look kind of circus-like. It's There's big gazebos. There's just all these found art objects. And it's just the most colorful, interesting thing that you'll ever see outside of Disney World. And it's right here in our own backyard. So please come check it out. There's going to be stages with music and some art cars as well. So just go check out orangeshow.org. If you want more details, there's pictures there. It's a great place.
There it is.
713-526-5738 is that number to call right now to get. You do have a limited number of those tickets, only a few more than two, which I said a little bit earlier. So if you could give us a call right now, you'll help get us toward our goal, and you will have a great time this evening at the Art Car Ball. 713-526-5738.
So there it is. And then let me remind everybody, of course, at the $300 level, financial planning with me. If you got a good planner, great. If you don't and you feel like you want to talk to somebody about finance, personal finance, your personal finance, and you think I'm a person that you'd like to speak with, I will be happy to do it, but you'll have to make a $300 membership pledge to the radio station. And for $300, we'll do it over the phone. You know, for a lot of people, that works great. We talk on the phone. You send me in the information that I need. I'll send you an easy-to-use form. You'll fill it out. You'll send it back to me. We'll set a time. And over the phone, I can really help a lot of people and help steer you in the right direction and think about what you need to do, where you've got some holes in your plan and where things look good. If you want to spend $600, we'll do the same thing. I'll send you the forms. You'll get it back to me, and we'll make a time to meet in person. So totally up to you. If you like to do stuff over the phone, we'll do it over the phone. You want to meet in person, we can do it over the phone. But, mm-hmm. If you feel like you need to get some financial planning done, and a lot of people do as we head into the baby boomer period of retirement, and people are wondering, you know, am I going to have enough money to live on? Am I going to outlive my money? Are my expenses too high? What can I afford to spend when I go into retirement? If you have young children, what do I need to put aside for a college education? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's on and on. It's endless, right? All the financial issues that face us. So 713-526-5738, 526-KPFT. Let's get the phones going either for the Orange Show ball this evening or to get your financial house in order or some other thing that Ernesto was talking about.
Absolutely. 713-526-5738. We do have tickets, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, to many shows that are coming through town if you're interested in dropping by and catching a performance by the esteemed Dr. Ralph Stanley, noted bluegrass legend.
Wow.
If you'd like to be in the house for Pure Prairie League, if you'd like to be in the house for Steve Young with his son Jubilee Young, Katie Lang, Bill Maher, who's going to be in
really?
Town.
Oh, I want to go to Bill Maher.
Yeah, exactly. Jane's Addiction will be in town. Robert Cray Band. So many other great performances coming through town. Call our volunteers here at Pledge Central. Talk to them about all of the gifts we have available. We're happy to give you a gift.
Where's Bill Maher coming?
Bill Maher is going. I just stepped across the room, and now I'm going to just pass on back this way.
I put you on the spot.
He is actually going to be over at the Bayou Music Center, formerly Verizon Theater. Your Dollar Day pledge will get you there on Sunday, August the 19th.
It's not the Verizon anymore?
It is not. It's called the Bayou Music Center.
When did that change?
Just pretty recently, as a matter of fact. Now,
I can't keep up with it all, Ernesto.
It changes so quickly. Well, you know, I'm sure that Verizon stopped giving the money, and so the name ends up changing.
Oh.
Now all these arenas will end up changing their names
Bet you're right.
Contractual agreements or whatnot. But if you want to be in the house on August the 19th for Bill Maher, he'll be in Houston. You can be there too.
Why didn't we buy the naming rights?
We should.
That
would
have been
it the Leopold
that would have been yeah, well, yeah.
Fun.
But it could have been kick-ass. Could have been the KPFT center.
That could have been fun.
And if we get enough pledges, maybe we can buy the naming rights for it.
Exactly. Or maybe somebody can buy it and then name it after us. That'd be fun.
And then Pure Prairie League.
Yeah. Good time.
I remember that band. Amy, what you want to do, right?
Yep. That very nice. That was a good rendition.
How about that?
713-526-5738. So you can be in the house for any of those performances. You can be available with a KPFT t-shirt on your back. If you'd like that, you can make your pledge of support for the KPFT beach towel or grocery tote bags, or whatever you would like. We're happy to provide to you a gift, including the brand new stainless steel KPFT travel mug. We can provide that to you, or water bottle, rather. 713-526-5738, however, is the number to call right now to make your pledge of support. Whether it's the Art Car Ball or pretty much anything and everything, we are happy to give you a thank you gift, but we just need you head to those phones helping out KPFT during this hour. Wanted to send a thank you right now out to Sean out in Houston. Sean decided to take us up on our new water bottle. Mm-hmm. As I just mentioned, he decided to pledge the $10 a month level. Thank you so much for that,
so,
Sean.
So he doesn't have to keep buying bottled water, which is totally unenvironmental.
Absolutely. Very, very environmentally responsible because, if you just fill your own bottle, you don't need to go filling up a landfill with a bunch of plastic mugs.
Bottled water is a crazy thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Sean's helping out.
We have a bottle on our table, Ernesto. Uh-huh. We got it at a restaurant. Hannah and I did. It is from Norway.
Mm-hmm.
It's this
neat.
Really high-end. No, it's not neat. It's this high-end water bottle, the real slim, sleek-looking thing. And I don't know. I don't think we ordered it. Some friend or something bought it at a restaurant. And, they ship water from Norway over to the United States. Is that the craziest thing?
Wow.
Shipping water from Norway. So we kept the bottle.
Does it taste better?
Yeah, apparently some people think so.
Hmm.
But, how crazy and unenvironmental is that? We're going to ship bottled water in glass containers over from Norway. Nuts.
Wow. Yeah, that is pretty high-end for sure.
Nuts. Anyway, So, look, everybody, 713-526-5738, 526-KPFT. We've got lots. When I came in today, I don't know, we had six great and kind and generous volunteers sitting at the table waiting to take calls. And they are there. Johnny's there. And who else is there, Ernesto?
We've got the esteemed Howard Hayden, a.k.a. Howard's the Vinyl Avenger, from Reach Out in the Darkness here, and a lot of other great folks who've given up some of their afternoons. Now, understandably, sometimes folks can't do that. They've got work or other obligations and just can't be here for a phone pitch training or helping out with the phones. But if you can do your part by going to those phones and dialing 713-526-573 and give whatever you can give. Give it whatever you believe is right for this unique radio program. It is something that you can get, of course, here on FM, but we also provide this, I know, through Leo's website on demand. So if you podcast it, if you get a chance to hear this program in other fashions, that's fine too. But just remember that this outlet is available for you as an option on the dial. Maybe you'll listen to everything on KPFT, or maybe let's just listen to this program, or maybe one or two other things. But remember that without this particular resource, all the programming that you hear goes away. So please remember what a valuable commodity this is on the dial, and make your pledge of support. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT is the number to call right now.
There's the number, and you can find me on Facebook, too, leogold.newcapitalshow. I want to thank Judy Emerson, our friend, who is posted on my wall today. She says, holler and jump up and down and inform cooks, drivers, and everyone around that sharks are an endangered species and do not belong on the menu.
That is so sad. I've been reading about that.
That's what Judy says. And what other station in this city are you going to get that kind of information?
Mm-hmm.
What other station in the city is going to consistently bring you the story of the effect of humans on other species on our planet?
What other station in this country are you going to get the progressive financial advice of Leo Gold?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Not going to happen. Speaking of which, I'd like to talk a little bit about love and money. Always a fascinating story. Love might, after all, be blind, or at least able to overlook some financial woes, according to a couples and money survey from TD Ameritrade, which is one of the big brokerage firms. Couples were asked if they would call off the wedding, push back the date, or neither, should one partner announce a financial setback, such as bankruptcy or unemployment. In most cases, a large portion of the respondents answered that they would do neither or go ahead with plans. Even in the case of bankruptcy, which was the biggest deal breaker for engaged couples, only 32% of respondents would call off the wedding. Another 27% would hesitate or postpone, while 41% predicted that they would do neither. Kerry Braxdale is the managing director of investor services at TD Ameritrade. She says one of the most common challenges newlyweds face is how to manage and merge their finances. We know that more people are getting married later in life, and as a result, they are bringing more financial history into the marriage, from credit card debt and student loans to 401ks and other investments. This makes it even more important for couples to have the money discussions before they walk down the aisle. The survey asked about a number of other issues, including low credit score, little or no savings, high credit card debt, high student loan debt, mortgage issues or foreclosures, and lack of employment and no retirement savings. In all cases, women were more likely than men to call off or postpone the wedding. There you go, ladies.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Woo. For example, 42% of women considered bankruptcy a deal breaker, compared to 24% of men. Geography also played a role. Foreclosure was a big issue in the minds of Midwesterners, who were most likely to hold off on or postpone tying the knot. About three quarters or 73% considered it a deal breaker. Wow. Wow. Foreclosure, 73%, a deal breaker. The West was next in line with 66%. One-way couples may compromise in case of emergency is by cutting the cost of their wedding, despite reports that the price of an average wedding can top $27,000. Wow. 46% of respondents who expected to marry plan to spend $10,000 or less on their weddings. Very, very interesting. So that's the picture. Love and money, basically. Only a minority said that financial difficulties, bankruptcy, foreclosures, and the like, only a minority said that that would cause them to call off the wedding and it would be a deal breaker. However, it's the case more with women than it is for men. Men seem to hang in there more on getting the news that there is some financial difficulty. Whatever the case is, if you and your fiance, if you and your wife, you and your partner, if you two would like to come and talk with me and discuss where your issues are, if there are issues, I will be more than happy to do it. $300, we can do it over the phone. If you want to come into the office at the $600 level, 713-526-5738 is the number to call, 526-KPFT. Because as I've been trying to bring to you the news today, relationships and money are very, very important things. Money is a major, major issue in relationships. Doyle, do you agree with that? Is that your experience?
Sadly, yes.
What do you mean sadly?
Well, yeah,
unhappily. What do you mean sadly?
Oh my!
I've been on the losing end of that one. Yeah.
Whoa, Ernesto, is that what
okay,
is your?
Yeah, now his relationship talk begins. We're getting called. So let's keep it going. 713.
But I've been on the winning end of it too. So what can I say?
713-526-5738.
Ernesto, what about you? Love and money. What's the deal?
What's that?
I want you to tell me. What's the deal?
What is the deal?
What
about?
Is your personal experience with love and money?
My personal experience.
You're hemming and hawing.
No. My personal experience with love and money is that I would love for us to get a little bit more money in toward our goal at this point. Because I can tell you right now, and I do want to send a very, very quick thank you, by the way. I need to send one quick thank you out to Sean, who helped us out. Sean, however, is our only pledge at this point. We do have one call on the line, but we have about $2,000 to raise between now and 4 o'clock. So we've got about 25 minutes to do that. 713-526-5738. Yes, I would love to get a few more pledges on the line here because this station is such a unique resource. Have all kinds of freewheeling conversations like you've been listening to, and we're asking you to remember what a special thing that is, because sadly, so much of radio is very, very controlled and very, very scripted down to even the weirdest minutia. So much of it is layered in with ads and with all kinds of little drop-ins of that nature.
All national broadcasting stuff that's been created halfway across the country and piped in with nobody sitting in the office. No human being. And we are a local radio station.
Those stations tend to be geared for the love of money.
Yeah.
Whereas we just kind of need money to spread the love.
That's right.
So,
yeah, we're a station about love. We try to bring the message of love for all people on the planet, love for all species on the planet, love for all cultures, all races, all ethnicities, love for all.
That's line three.
Love for all. Gender, sexual orientations. Listen, those phones go crazier.
Yeah,
what did you
keep them going. 713-526-573. Because I think we're talking about something that we can all agree with. There is something to be loved about the fact that these conversations are promoted on the radio. I mean, there's so much of the gossip thing, the gripe, the here's this product, that other thing that you can buy that you don't really need. There's plenty of that, but people are here because they appreciate a different kind of conversation on the radio, and that's a great thing. Whether you love or agree with everything, I think is beside the point, because I mean, where else? There's nothing in the world that we like always or agree with always. The people we live with, we don't always like or agree with on every single thing, but you're here because you enjoy it and it means something to you. So we're asking for you to remember what we mean to you as a station and dial 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Mother's Day is on Sunday. Get membership for mom. Hey, and speaking of not always agreeing, I love my mom like anything. There are tons of things I don't necessarily agree with her on, but love her nonetheless. And even if you don't necessarily agree with everything on KPFT, you gotta love us. That's line 4, 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT is that number to call. Guess what? That's line 5, and that means I need to put this microphone down.
Wow.
713-526-5738.
I'd like to pose a challenge. I'd like for the next caller to try to think of one financial show they've ever heard or seen on television that is progressive and or doesn't try to sell some specific item.
Yep. Yeah. It's hard. There's some stuff on our friends at 88.7. They've got the Planet Money work, really, really good work. And This American Life, which we broadcast on this station. And so while it's not made here, we know enough to know that this is great radio and well worth bringing to you every Monday here at 6 p.m. But there's not a lot beyond it, certainly not really much in the way of talk shows where people can call and weigh in and talk about finance and investment. It is a great and amazing time in the world of finance and investment because we have things like, well, it's you're welcome back. It's called impact investing. I mean, think about the internet and the effect that the internet has had on so many different sectors of our economy. The disintermediation that we've seen in the area of music and record labels being disintermediated. And take something like Amazon.com and the disintermediation of retail stores. And there is so much that the internet has disintermediated. And I have to tell you, everyone, that the internet also holds out the prospect that we're going to see the disintermediation as well of financial intermediaries, bankers and Wall Street brokers and Wall Street investment bankers and so forth. It's not going to happen completely, but we see all kinds of things. And of course, out in Silicon Valley and elsewhere in the country, they're cooking up ways that people can look at projects, evaluate them, and see, do I want to make an equity investment or some other type of financial contribution to this project? And it's happening in micro projects. It's happening on places like Kickstarter, and all kind of sites are coming along so that people with money can look at it and say, these are projects that I want to support, and I don't have to go through some Wall Street investment banker to do it. I don't have to go through my commercial banker to do it. The project is right there. It's on this website, and along with other projects, incredible, incredible things coming along in the area of impact investing. Well, I want to tell you that this station has been doing impact investing before anybody else, before any of these websites, before Kickstarter. We have been doing impact investing for 40-plus years. We have had a project that has been going successfully for 40-plus years at KPFT, a project, you talk about impact. talk about all the changes that this station has helped bring, changes in the way people listen to music, changes in the way that people think about civil rights, changes. Think about 40-some-odd years ago, in 1970, 42 years ago, when the gay rights movement had just begun a year or two before. And look where we are in this station. Talk about impact. Look where we are and what happened yesterday with the President of the United States, the leader of the country, announcing that he is in favor of giving the right to same-sex couples to marry. That is impact. So we deserve your impact investment today. You can make it. You can have impact by simply picking up your phone and dialing 713-526-5738, 526-KPFT. Truly, KPFT and what we do has impact across this city and therefore on into the world. Ernesto.
No doubt about that. Big thank you right now to James out in Houston. He actually picked up one of the gifts we offered during Democracy Now! Gabor Mate, the noted Canadian physician and author, decided to pledge in for that. If you heard about one of the gifts from Democracy Now! And you'd like to pick that up, by all means, give us a call. We're happy to get you all taken care of. Wanted to send a thank you out to Chuck out in Houston. Going to be picking up a KPFT t-shirt, pledged on Tuesday to Earth 101, and also enjoys the New Capital Show and wanted to pledge during New Capital. So big thank you, Chuck, for that. Also,
thanks,
wanted to send a thank you out to Paul out in Houston, who heard our cry for help and decided to give that hand. We are about a third of the, we're about $400 in toward our $2,000 goal. So that puts us about a quarter of the way there. So we could use a few more of you giving us a call, 713-526-5738. And I, before anyone calls and says, yes, I understand that math is totally wrong, but I was a journalism major. You'll have to sue me for that one. 713-526-5738 is that number to call. So not quite a quarter of the way there, but we're moving slowly but surely and quickly. If your call comes in right now in this next 20 minutes we have left in the program, 713-526-5738. Please help out. During the New Capital Show, we've got some great gifts available, including the consultation. You can get that financial consultation. It is going to be incredibly helpful for you. I am absolutely certain of that.
Yeah, I mean, you try to meet with me or any other advisor going through the front door, you're going to pay thousands of dollars to get a full plan. And so you're being offered a deal. We can do it by phone at $300, at $600. We can do it in the office. But any way you cut it, it's something that you would be hard-pressed to find for really less than several thousands of dollars. It literally, to get full-on financial planning and a full discussion with a financial advisor, with direction being provided and output in printouts and reports, it would take thousands of dollars. So truly, it's a...
Here we go. Thank you for that.
Truly, it's a deal. And I'm not saying that because it's me. It's just the way it is. So 713-526-573, you have to pick up on that deal.
Well, people can do a little research, and you'll see that, I mean, Leo is being pretty honest with you about that.
No, I'm not being pretty honest. I'm being totally
honest. Extremely honest about it. It's certainly that's something that is not free, and you're actually saving quite a bit. Your pledge is tax deductible. We are a 501c3 educational foundation, so you are getting a tax deduction, honestly, at the end of the day. And as well, you're doing something great for the city of Houston and your community, and that's really what I think community service is all about.
And for yourself. You're doing something great for yourself.
Doing something
great for yourself. Very important for yourself.
713-526-5738. Johnny is walking through someone who is calling from out of state to help us out right now. We have one call on the line, and we had a bit of a flurry going on. Had five calls coming in. We had two calls on the line, but we could use a few of you dialing 713-526-5738 in these last few minutes we have in the program. We are almost a quarter of the way to the goal, but we are not quite there. So we need a few of you giving us a call. If you'd like to pick up that consultation, that come down to the office, get a chance to get a whole financial plan laid out. That $600 pledge is going to save you a lot of money in the long run.
And heartache.
Without a doubt.
And problems with love and money.
And certainly so. 713-526-5738. Right now, we would love for you to give a little bit of money to support a radio station that brings a lot of love and passion to the airwaves. 713-526-5738. 526-5738, because we aren't, the station isn't motivated by advertiser dollars. It is motivated by love for community. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738 is the number to call right now to make your pledge of support for Pacifica Radio. 713-526-5738. KBFT.org to make that pledge securely online. KBFT.org. We do need your contribution. Whether you love all of our great music programming, whether you love our talk programming, cultural conversations, poetry, the arts, performances. We bring you so many different things every single day. Whether you love it all or love just one or two things, it's all about remembering that this venue, this tent that we have pitched out, thank you for that call, this tent that we have pitched out and brought together so many different people. We don't always agree on everything, but we all agree that unique radio is something that this city and this community needs, whether you're in Houston, whether you're in Galveston, whether you're in Tomball, whether you're in Sugar Land, whether you're in Missouri City, Deer Park, whether you're in Pasadena, Channel View. I can run down this beautiful map of this community and name every single town. However, you know that you're out there, and you know that the right thing to do is to support the arts, support culture, support news, support information, support music, support people having a voice on the airwaves, because we are your voice. Please make that call. 713-526-5738. We're not asking for a lot. If you can pledge at that $600 level for that in-office consultation, we'll be happy to provide that gift for you. If you can just pledge a little bit in terms of what you think is right, that is wonderful too, because it all makes a difference. Every single dollar makes a huge, huge difference. Thank you so much, Sherry, all the way out in Katy. Wanted to make a pledge of support. Oh, she's helping out with our transmitter as well. Loves what you do, Leo, and helping us out with that contribution. 713-526-5738. Big thank you out to Sherry out in Katy. Got a couple, one call working on the line, but that means a few more opportunities to help out KPFT. 713-526-5738.
There it is. 713-526-5738. I want to thank, Steve, also a listener, Steve, who pledged $500 literally a week ago to New Capital Show. Very, very generous pledge a week ago before our pledge drive even began. Listener Steve, if you're listening out there, Steve, I appreciate it, and thank you for the support of the show. We've only got a few minutes left, everybody, and we've still got to get to our goal. The goal isn't an arbitrary goal. Every programmer and host who comes into this booth has to reach their goal. We do this pledge drive for a certain number of days, and you know, the goal is an important thing for us to be able to reach. We like to meet our goals. We don't like to not meet our goals, and we don't feel great if we walk out of the booth, leave the station, and haven't met that. So, you know, we want to make me feel happy. Yes, we want to make you feel happy. We want Pledge Drive to be a time that, yeah, it's not so simple to support the station, but it is simple, and it is fulfilling, and it should give everybody a good feeling in their hearts to do so. 713-526-5738 is the number to call. New Capital Show is a show that is about economics, and we are living in a time of economics. I mean, we are ground zero in a time of economics as we watch events unfold in Greece, and we watch events unfold in Europe. We watch events unfold in the United States, locally and globally. And the great thing is that the issue that I have focused on really relentlessly for the last decade, how do we use capital? How do we allocate capital? That is now becoming so well understood and discussed in all walks of life and all over the world, as resources are significantly and substantially less available now than they were years and years ago. And so this is critical discussions that we have. These are critical discussions that we have every single week of New Capital Show, to talk about what is it that we are going to do to allocate capital? What are worthy projects? Where are we blowing dough in very, very poor and unthoughtful and unmindful and unskillful ways? And how can we stop that and allocate resources much, much more effectively? And so if you believe in that mission, if you believe that there should be a show that is focused on these issues in a time of economics, I mean, it is economic time here at planet Earth, then this is the show for you. 713-526-5738-526-KPFT, and show that you are interested in keeping the show on the air and keeping the radio station that puts the show in business.
Big thank you to Chuck all the way out in Seattle, who supports all five Pacifica stations.
Wow.
And he wanted
now,
to make sure
that's my hero.
Given this climate with the Republicans and the elections as they are, wanted to make sure he gave in a call of support. So big thank you to Chuck all the way out in Seattle. Something you just brought up,
amazing,
Leo, I think is really important. I mean, when you went on the air nearly 10 years ago, I mean, you brought this point up before, which is if the country continues to not use its resources responsibly, thank you for that call. We will continue and we will see a very, very difficult contraction for the country.
Yep.
I mean, you said that years and years ago.
Yep.
Now that the clock has come full circle, so to speak, you have pundits on television and everybody else saying basically the same thing.
That's listeners
of New Capital heard 10 years ago, the way that the country has been spending its resources has come home to roost.
Yep.
And the way that many countries around the world have been spending their money has come home to roost. And you see these large protests that are happening as a result of austerity, countries having to borrow huge sums of money to keep themselves afloat.
Yep.
And as you've seen, the world has basically come to understand things as Pacifica has brought it to you. Remember that you all had access to this information and were talking with friends and with family about this years before it became something that was popular to even discuss. You all have been on the cutting edge as listeners for many years, and we're asking you to remember how valuable this radio station is for providing you that kind of perspective, because sadly, there's so many outlets out there that really don't welcome this type of a conversation. Richard Wolff, who we featured on this program in the past, has talked about, I was educated at Harvard, Stanford, and Yale. Those are the three schools that I went to. And my schooling in economics was sadly lacking. Now, if they're lacking in the Ivy League schools, certainly the average person who doesn't have that kind of access doesn't have the same kind of information that you all who listen to Pacifica get. We're asking for you to remember that. Please dial 713-526-5738 to make your pledge of support for Pacifica Radio. This resource, such an important institution, and we're asking for you in these last few minutes of the program, please remember that. Please make that contribution. We are chugging toward halfway toward the goal, but we have $2,000 to raise between now and 4 o'clock. We've got a little over under 10 minutes to go. Can we make this goal? I think
we can do it.
I really do believe that we can, but we cannot do it without you going to these phones and dialing 713-526-5738. This is your opportunity to stand up for independent media. This is your opportunity to make your vote of confidence for a conversation that this country has needed to have for many, many years. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Maybe you've been listening to the New Capital Show just about 10 years ago. Maybe you've only been listening for the last 10 minutes, but you hear the difference in radio. And I really, I've talked to many people who said, I just started listening today and I really like what's being discussed. I like the idea that there are no commercials and I'm willing to make a pledge. Then again, I've also talked to people that said, I've been listening to you since you all went on the air in 1970, and I've never pledged, and I kind of feel bad, and now I'm going to do it. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whether you're in Houston, whether you're in Seattle, whether you're in the Bay Area, whether you're in New York, no matter where you are in the world, this radio station, I hope you get something out of it and that it means something to you. Please make that contribution, 713-526-5738.
You know, Ernesto, I so appreciate your words, and they were so right on that I came to this show 10 years ago to talk about the vast waste of money and the capital expenditures that we were making in areas that were not going to yield returns. And I said, you know, this can't go on. Something's got to give. And indeed, it was just a few years after that that the proverbial stuff hit the fan. And so I so appreciate you pointing that out. And what it really means, and it's not just my show, but so many other shows on KPFT, it means that KPFT really tends to be ahead of the curve. I'm in the investment management business, and I can tell you that people in my business pay lots of money to get newsletters and intelligence papers and services that they feel are going to give them an edge and some sort of knowledge ahead of time so that they will be able to make investments and maybe beat the market. And a lot of that goes on in the investment business. And what I can tell you is, you know, you don't have to look to those kinds of things. You can look to KPFT. If you want to be ahead of the curve, if you are listening to KPFT, then we are providing you with the information that lets you be ahead in our society, lets you understand that years ago we were headed toward a society that respects the rights of same-sex couples. My show, which talked years and years ago about the fact that we were misallocating capital and that it had to lead to a break in the system. Shows like Democracy Now, which every day bring you a different topic, and they do it so well in such detail to bring you information that you simply do not know about, to give you an edge, to put you ahead so that you know what is coming next in the world, locally, in our country, and so on. If you believe that has value, putting you ahead, if you believe that giving you the value of foresight and understanding before other people get it, which is what we do at KPFT,
absolutely,
please make your call and become a member. 713-526-5738. 526-KPFT.
713-526-5738 is that number to call.
And we're down to a couple minutes.
We have less than 5 minutes to go. We have open lines. And that means, folks, we do need your help right now. Please make that contribution. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT is the number to call right now to make your pledge of support for conversations that are vital and that do make a very big difference. 713-526-5738. Speaking of making a difference, I want to take a quick 30 seconds to send condolences out to the family of Renee Feltz. Renee lost her father yesterday and is coming back to Houston, but we've gotten many folks who have wanted to share their condolences with friends and family of Renee Feltz. So thank you, Renee, for all you've done for KPFT over the years and, of course, her work with Democracy Now! 713-526-5738 is the number to call. Please make your pledges of support in these last few minutes of the New Capital Show. A little less than 3 minutes to go before KPFT local news kicks off. This is your opportunity to make your pledge of support. Our wonderful phone volunteers are having a spirited conversation about spending. We've been talking a lot about spending as well.
Yep.
And we're asking for you to make that pledge of support. Spend a little bit to get back a lot. Make that pledge of support, you will do so much for your community.
And spend a little bit on an investment that is well worth it and has proven it over the decades. KPFT is here. We started 42 years ago, and we have continued to broadcast since then. We have not stopped. And that type of perseverance, that type of steadiness, that type of dedication to mission deserves to be rewarded with additional investment. People talk about, oh, let's go buy IBM stock. You know, mm-hmm. they've been doing it for so long. And stock in McDonald's, they've been doing it for so long. And stock in, Apple or whatever, you know, Pfizer. What about making the, we don't sell stock because we're a nonprofit, but what about making an investment in KPFT, rewarding also the same type of diligence and perseverance that this station has put over the airwaves for such a long period of time, uninterrupted, and frankly, in the same way that Apple offers unique products that really are not duplicated by anybody else, we offer a unique listening experience that isn't duplicated and available anywhere else on the airwaves here in Houston, Texas.
Big thank you to Gordon in Tomball, who has just gotten under the wire to help out KPFT in these last, 40 seconds.
I see the wire. It's coming toward my head, you know. I'm going to have to duck in just a second.
Uh-oh. Make that call. We don't want any heads to get chopped off out in there. So 713-526-5738. Make that call. You're listening to KPFT Houston. Please make those calls.
Keep it coming, folks. And the KPFT news is up next. So please keep tuned right here at KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston, Texas.
You can't spend your days following the new agenda in Congress or its dealings with the White House. So you can count on KPFT to do that. You can't spend your days listening to all the new music.